Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. Welcome to Innergex conference call and webcast. Bienvenue à la conférence téléphonique et à la webdiffusion d'Innergex. At this time, all participants on the phone and internet are in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session for analysts and institutional investors, and instructions will be provided at that time for you to queue up for questions. If anyone has any difficulties hearing the conference, please press star followed by zero for operator assistance at any time. I would like to remind everyone that this conference call is being recorded. I will now turn the conference over to Innergex Communications Director, Karine Vachon. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. I'd like to specify that this conference will be held in English. Members of the media are invited to ask their questions by phone after this call. A presentation supporting today's discussion is available as we speak on the homepage of our website at www.innergex.com. This call contains forward-looking statements within the meaning of applicable securities laws, including, but not limited to, Innergex use of proceeds of the private placement, pending acquisition transaction, and future development and growth prospects. Although the corporation believes that the expectations and assumptions on which forward-looking statements are based are reasonable under the current circumstances, listeners are cautioned not to rely unduly on these forward-looking statements, as no assurance can be given that it will prove to be correct. Forward-looking information contained herein is made as of the date of this presentation, and the corporation does not undertake any obligation to update or revise any forward-looking information, whether as a result of events or circumstances occurring after the date hereof, unless so required by law. During this call, we will refer to financial measures that are not recognized according to International Financial Reporting Standards. Please refer to the non-IFRS measures section of the financial review for more information. With me today are Mr. Michel Letellier, President and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Jean-François Neault, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Jean Trudel, Chief Investment and Development Officer. I'll now turn the conference over to Mr. Letellier.
Thank you, Karine. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining. I'm pretty excited today and proud to announce the alliance that we just announced with Hydro-Québec. Hydro-Québec, as you know, has been focusing on renewable energy for a long time. They also are quite advanced in the storage component. They have developed a battery that we would love to be able to deploy in many of our future market or existing market. I think also that it's a long-term investor, so that knows our industry. I think that we have very complementary skills. We're smaller, more agile. They have a lot of strength in many aspects of our businesses. They have a strong balance sheet as well. So I think it's a great win-win alliance, and you know me, I love those win-win. I think this one is rating 9.999 on a scale of 10. Quite happy, very happy today to share this moment with you. As you know, the alliance is basically twofold. One is they're putting $500 million as the first initial capital towards the future development of joint venture with us. Jean will talk a little bit about what we intend to do with them in our different market, but in general is taking advantage of both players in terms of renewable energy. Storage hopefully will be a big part of the that strategy. Solar, wind, coupled with storage, and potentially also some small hydro and medium hydro going forward. It's also providing us a lot of new knowledge in transmission line, how to see the impact of storage on the grid itself, or even to go with corporate player or buyers to find ways to minimize their use of not electricity, but fossil fuel energy, and try to have a bigger penetration of renewable energy in their total production or use of energy. So Hydro-Québec has done that here in Quebec and has been working towards trying to promote hydroelectricity with big customers. So we'll try to do this also in our different market. I guess that one could ask also the question, what are we going to do with the money? They have invested a little bit over $660 million in common stock, so they will be our biggest shareholders. They have a standstill on that amount of shares. They can also have the ability to participate in future treasury issues in order to maintain their position. In terms of pricing, we have priced this transaction based on the average 30 days, last 30 trading days, and we had a premium of 5%, so quite happy with the pricing in the sense that it's giving us a vote of confidence on our ability to grow the company going forward. They are long-term investors, as I mentioned, and it's very important in our business. We were looking for an anchor investor that have the same culture and view on the long-term value of our different projects. In terms of accretion of the proceed, Jean-François is going to give you the detail, but in general, we have made sure that the use of proceed will be deployed rapidly, and that will contribute positively on the cash on cash mainly. You've seen the webcast. It's interesting to see the natural fit between the two organizations. I don't want to go through. I think I've mentioned that Hydro-Québec has tremendous ability in terms of technical knowledge, and coupled with our teams and present in different international market, I think we can create a lot of synergy. Funny enough, they were looking into basically the same market that the outside Canada. We were looking in France and west of Europe. They were the same thing. U.S., of course, is a market that Hydro-Québec has been looking into for many years, especially the Northeast. And in terms of Latin America, they were looking at Peru, Chile, and potentially Colombia, which is exactly where we have focused our development. So on that aspect, very complementary, and obviously they have also a team that have been working on those files for a few years ago. So I think that we will be able to have more manpowers in order to evaluate and work on potential transaction and greenfield project ourselves. So on those, I think that I'm covering most of the big points. You must have seen all the press release. And I'll let Jean-François talk a little bit about the use of proceeds. Jean will give you just a little bit of highlights on the different markets, and we will be able to answer your question thereafter. So, Jean-François.
Thank you, Michel. So, quickly on page 10, I'd like to go over the use of proceeds from this private placement mainly. So, first, we will use a portion of the proceeds to fund the $50 million remaining cash equity requirement for our 200-megawatt Hillcrest solar project in Ohio. Construction has just begun 2 weeks ago, and we target full commissioning by the end of the year. We will also use $70 million to finance the previously acquired solar panel in the U.S. The acquisition of these 125 megawatt of panels will allow approximately 650 megawatt of solar projects to qualify for the full investment tax credit. We also intend to use approximately $275 million to fund the equity requirement for two potential acquisitions for which we are in exclusive negotiations. Both potential acquisitions are for projects in operation, one in the U.S. and one in Chile. We currently expect to execute definitive agreements for both projects in Q1 2020. Finally, we will use the remaining $266 million to repay a $118 million outstanding term loan in our Altera subsidiary. This loan bears interest at 7.9%. The remaining proceeds will be used to fund working capital requirements and repay outstanding debt to leave room for future development. On page 11, you will see that all the initiatives will contribute to higher free cash flow per share and to reducing our debt and leverage metrics. The two acquisitions we are considering are expected to be accretive to free cash flow per share from the first full year following closing. We also foresee Hillcrest to contribute to our results. We have signed a long-term PPA with a strong investment-grade corporation, which will ensure positive contribution from the project. The solar panel that we purchased will allow us to pursue our development in the U.S. and optimize the return on our development portfolio in the country. Finally, repaying some debt will translate into millions of dollars in interest savings and will strengthen our balance sheet and improve our credit profile. In conclusion, we are confident that this private placement, along with the strategic alliance, will place us in the right direction to accelerate our growth while maintaining a healthy balance sheet. Jean, do you want to speak, go over the question period?
Well, Jean?
Just for you, I mean, I can.
Just describe a little bit the type of project that we would like to co-invest.
So with regards to the alliance, just to be clear, it's a $500 million commitment from Hydro-Québec in a newly formed entity from the inner Hydro-Québec corporate side. So when you look at it, it's $500 million of equity from Hydro-Québec, and then coupled with $500 million of equity from Innergex eventually, that's a pool of about $1 billion of equity that will be deployed over the next years or so. So we can think about roughly with the normal financing ratios, about $4 billion of total investment. So that's what we're talking about as the pool of capital that will be deployed. But at the end of the day, the alliance is the combination of the both development and M&E teams that will actually team up to identify potential targets and initiatives in each of the markets that we are presently active. So we'll start with, obviously, the U.S., but Latin America and Europe, but mainly Chile and France, but that leaves us in enough room anyway to deploy this capital. The type of investments that we will actually target are mainly wind and solar that could be coupled with storage or transmission components, distribution, generation, off-grid renewable energy networks, and also any project or initiative that could be of a mutual benefit for both partners. So it's a pretty large scope, and so we're very excited by that. We obviously have already a very strong pipeline at both partners that is existing, so that's not going to change. We will continue to conduct M&A activities outside of the alliance on projects that would not necessarily be attractive to the other party, and vice versa. But so we have these two levers, if you want, these two axes of growth in the coming year. So it's in our view, it's extremely interesting.
Thank you, Jean. So on this, we'll be open to answer your question, guys.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you have a question, please press the star followed by the one on your touchtone phone. You will hear a tone acknowledging your request. Your question will be pulled in the order they are received. Please ensure you lift the handset if you are using a speakerphone before pressing any keys. Thank you. Your first question comes from the line of Rupert Merer with National Bank. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. Congratulations on the deal.
Hey, good afternoon.
Thank you, Rupert.
I wanted to start with a couple of questions on the strategic alliance. Does the alliance and the introduction of a new partner, does this change your view on target returns at all? I think there's some reference to the fact you could see larger projects going forward. Is there potential for higher returns here, or how should we be thinking about that?
Well, I think, as you know, the market is competitive, but having the name of Hydro-Québec and having more capability to reaching out, we're hoping that we'll find even better transaction. Also, perhaps there will be some more facility to engage with large international consumer of electricity, giving the seriousness of Hydro-Québec, and also perhaps being able to reach out with smaller utility that don't necessarily have the full capability of making simulation on their grid with storage or batteries, and hence having Hydro-Québec as a partner, we could certainly provide some kind of a turnkey services in order to provide them engineering and capacity to simulate whatever batteries in their system and help their large customer to benefit from a new way of managing their energy. So, you know, that side of the business at Innergex, we didn't have any experience. As you know, we're a full-blown IPP, and we were looking at developing batteries, but batteries that can be also integrated in grid and help also big customer to save their on their energy bill is going to be, I think, a great opportunity for us to grow that side of the business. And to answer your question, maybe when you're putting a little bit more engineering and value added, there's perhaps room for better return.
Okay, great. And John mentioned that the JV would contemplate M&A or development. When you look at storage and the fact that some of your development projects already have some aspects of storage to them, could you see some of your existing development projects going into this JV? And does Hydro-Québec have existing projects that could come into the JV, or is it really just going to look at new projects?
Yeah, so the way we established the alliance at the moment is we excluded all the existing pipeline from both sides, right? But obviously it's up to us to decide if we want to present an opportunity to the other side, and if you know, if it makes sense, or if there's a complementary on it. And I think the example of a battery is a good one. We have some assets, as you know, in Hawaii that we're developing. And it may be interesting to team up or bring in Hydro-Québec to access their battery, for example. But at the moment, it's going to be a decision from ourselves, I guess from both parties, to include existing pipeline assets. And then going forward, we will present opportunities to each other as per the alliance.
Oh, thanks very much. I'll get back in the queue.
Okay. Thank you, Rupert.
Okay, next question comes from the line of Sean Stewart with TD Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Good afternoon, and congratulations on the deal.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A few questions. For the partnership going forward and the $500 million of potential commitment, why wind and solar only? Why not hydro in that mix as well?
Okay.
Yeah. No, Sean, I think we have put forward a little bit more the wind and solar because Hydro-Québec doesn't have that knowledge, and hence it was interesting for them to go through basically this new field. But a small and medium hydro can definitely be put into the mix. We have a few greenfield hydro in Chile, as you remember, that we might benefit of joining forces to develop those. Or even in, we've seen in the past some existing hydro asset in the Northeast that we had difficulties to be competitive because we had a hard time trading the electricity or putting the real value of that electricity in the Northeast, where this is a big strength of Hydro-Québec. They know the Northeast very, very well, so that can be also be seen as a potential transaction for us in the future, getting the experience trading desk of Hydro-Québec. That's something also that was missing in our expertise. We were trying to develop it but obviously Hydro-Québec has a lot more expertise in trading. So this is, those are the type of gain or synergy that we think we can take advantage of.
That makes sense. My second question is on your credit profile moving forward, and as your growth pipeline evolves, the development opportunities I suspect will move to shorter duration contracts. Can you give us any thoughts on how this partnership supports Innergex's credit position and I suppose an ability to establish a corporate bond platform going forward to feed some of that growth?
Well, you know, we will try to obviously get to know each other even more. And I'm, you know, we were talking to the CEO of Hydro-Québec. You know, we can do some good engineering in terms of building and designing plants, but also our business is a big part of being competitive is doing some financial engineering. And we'll definitely put our best people with them and try to establish the best capital structure going forward and what type of capital structure could be the most competitive one. So I'm not going to preview on many aspects of that further, but we will definitely try to maximize our cost of capital together working with Hydro-Québec.
Okay, thank you very much. I will get back in the queue.
Ladies and gentlemen, if there are any additional questions at this time, please press the star followed by the one. As a reminder, if you're using a speakerphone, please lift the handset before pressing the keys. Your next question comes from the line of Ben Pham with BMO. Please go ahead.
Okay, thanks. Good afternoon.
Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Hi. So I was wondering if you can share maybe any sort of background leading to this review. And you had a couple of big moves the last couple of years. Altera was one, sale of Iceland, so a couple of interesting strategic moves, and now this. And I guess I'm more curious, did you have some sort of, outreach program, strategic review sort of process heading into this?
No. What we've seen, I guess, that if you would have asked me 5 years ago if we were ready to partner with Hydro-Québec, I would probably have a different view. But given the fact that we are now more internationally focused, we've seen so many of those big guys, you know, Enel, EDP, NextEra, they used to be Florida Light and Power that became a huge IPP now in the States. So I think that, and also Hydro-Québec was not ready probably 5 years ago. Now they have created this team and they have traveled quite a bit and seen some of the international market. And so I think that it just happened that they were more, experienced, and they had seen how competitive the market is, and so we did as well. And might as well, since we're so close, you know, we're both in Quebec, sharing the same willingness to invest abroad. I think it just came naturally that I had a few discussion with Eric, and the idea became a little bit more real as we share some experience on our investment or internationally, and Chile is perhaps a little bit of what triggered some of the discussion, because they had a very good experience a few years ago in Chile, and they were interested in getting back in Chile, and we were there, and so hence we started to share some experience and some discussion. And you know, in business sometimes it started on a very benign discussion, and suddenly a good idea start to germ, and you know, it took about 6 to 8 months for us to chat about it and put our team together. That's how the genesis of the transaction became reality.
All right. That sounds like exciting times ahead. Can I ask you Lastly, your slide 11, you talk about some of the benefits, magnitude of on revenue, EBITDA, free cash flow. I'm just curious, when you look at the acquisitions versus Hillcrest, is there a reason why the free cash flow is so much more impactful, even though everything else is the same?
Well, that's a good point. I think that what you've seen in the last few years is that we've been very active in developing and acquiring some project, especially in the state with tax equity and PTC and ITC, which are great project, and it's I'm very excited to have them. But those structures have more back-ended cash flow than a regular structure. So what we want to do with M&A is use M&A as a tool to rebalance the cash flow, the cash on cash, and the two acquisitions that we're talking about are very accretive in terms of cash on cash for the first 10, 11 years, which will be matching very, very well the cash profile with our portfolio. So you heard me quite a bit in the past talking about being diversified, having a portfolio that is balanced, and we want to use M&A, we want to use transaction to basically help balance the risk, the cash flow profile, and the diversification of our portfolio to basically help us continue developing new greenfield project in different area and different market, so that overall we are stable, we can grow our dividend, and we can match the expectation of the growth that the market experience, because our business is booming in the sense that there are so many opportunity in the world. And I must say that 2020 seems to be kind of a new beginning for our industry, in a sense that a lot of big corporation are driven by the fact that their own customer wants more green product. They want to see more green energy being used in their industrial processes. So I think it's just natural for us to try to still grow, but making sure that whenever we're doing our cash flow stays there to support our dividend.
All right, that's great. Thank you. Thanks very
My
much.
Pleasure.
Yeah. Your next question comes from the line of Mark Jarvie with CIBC Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks. Maybe just going back to the question or an answer about some of the benefits that Hydro-Québec brings, but maybe aside from maybe a bigger check and the ability to chase bigger projects, is there anything around creative structures or anything to sculpt returns for Innergex that helps you guys drive higher returns in a competitive market?
Like I said, Hydro-Québec wants to be successful. They want us to be successful. So, of course, they don't have the same cash flow profile as we do. So in the past, we've been doing a little bit of financial engineer, if you remember, with Caisse Desjardins, with the pension fund of Desjardins. So yes, perhaps we'll try to maybe sculpt sometimes some returns and discuss it with them. It's something that I guess will evolve. We have to create the bond of any partnership. We have to prove ourselves both for each other. We know that we have strength. They have definitely a strong balance sheet and all kinds of other big strength. So I think it's something. It's just the beginning, and but we're definitely are cognizant of our strength. And try to match them to create more value for both of us.
Okay, and maybe a couple more specific questions. One is the use of some of the proceeds to cover the solar equipment, the ITC safe harbor stuff. Was a loan not another option? What was the sort of decision to use equity to fund that versus maybe bridging that with a loan?
Well, it's just the fact that, you know, since they wanted to get in to a level close to 20% to be able to make that as a material investment in their financial statements, for us, we already had on our line of credit that acquisition of the panel. So basically what we're doing is to, well, we're reimbursing our loan.
Yep.
So there's a use of proceeds that the money is not sitting in a bank. And but as you know, our corporate facility can be redrawn, so it's very flexible depending on the type of investment we need. And that's why we are saying that we're using that money to reimburse what was put on the credit facility.
Okay. And then do you have any sense of whether or not they would participate in the DRIP, the dividend reinvestment plan?
Well,
or whether or not you guys want to continue to even have the DRIP now that you've raised so much or raised the equity here now?
Well, the standstill documentation where they are getting and stay at 19.9, theoretically they're not supposed to use the DRIP unless they have the green light from the board of director. So theoretically they have a standstill for 2 years. So by the time we get to know each other after that period of 2 years, they have the ability to go up to 25%. And after that, their cap at 25, they would need the permission of the consent of the board to go higher than 25%.
Okay. And then I did join the call a little late, but so apologies if this was covered. But in terms of completing these acquisitions or taking the exclusive negotiations to a signed deal, maybe you can just, in the two different acquisitions, kind of outline what are sort of the key final steps here and whether any of it's subject to financing still.
No, there's no subject to finance. Obviously, we have now the cash on hand to do it. Both are very, very advanced. We're hoping to close both of them by the end of this quarter. One
that's
it. we're very optimistic to close it by the end of the quarter.
So if you had to say if there's any risk to one or both, is it material, or do you feel like it's just passage of time and just final documentation to get these deals across the line?
Any transaction, Mark, is always there's a little bit of risk, but we've gone through all the full due diligence, and it's just a matter of finalizing the documentation. To my knowledge, we don't need a third party consent, or not material ones. So we're confident we can close them by the end of the month, not the month, but the quarter.
Okay, thanks.
Pleasure.
Mrs. Vachon, there are no further questions at this time.
Thank you. So thank you, everyone. We look forward to talking to you on February 28th with our Q4 results.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.